Our next speaker this morning is a dear friend of mine. She's going to come up in 5 minutes. We're going to show a video first. Angela Weatherly comes to us from Carrollton, Texas, where she heads up a ministry called Beyond the Secret. Mercy awaits. She works under the authority of Pastor Jay Helwig, who was once the personal assistant for many years to Zig Ziglar. And so about 2 years ago, Angela and her team were praying to God, God, bring us more people to minister. We can't find the people that we need to help. And at the same time, I was praying, Lord, I need help. Bring me someone who knows better than I know what someone who has experienced abortion is feeling. Bring me some help as I find these young women, these young men who are hurting, and I need help talking to them. And God answered both of our prayers at the same time when we ran into each other with a mutual friend. So in 5 minutes, we're going to hear a word from Angela Weatherly.
My name is Angela. The ladies in the video speak my story. I want to take a few moments to speak to you about the power of one. I'm going to give you some background first. I was the first child, my biological mother, that she did not raise. I was the first child to my adopted parents, and I became their only child. So the power of one has been in my life since my inception. I was perfect. I had everything any little girl ever would have wanted. I had doting parents. I had doting grandparents. We lived a great life. That's for 6 years. Before my 7th birthday, I lost my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandmother. So I became the one child to a single parent before single parents were common. My single mother kept me in church. Every time the church doors were open, we were there. And before my 8th birthday, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. We were in the church, like I said, every time the church doors open, involved from start to finish. Through high school, I was the good child. I never missed school. I didn't cause any trouble. I was involved in everything that was available. I was on the honor roll. I graduated in the top 10% of my class. During my high school years, my body started changing. I went to the doctor, and in order for them to regulate my cycles, they put me on birth control. And they told me, by the way, the likelihood of you getting pregnant is less than 1%, the power of suggestion. Remember, I was a good girl. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't smoke. I didn't do drugs. I didn't drink. I didn't party. I was the good girl. I was the promise in the family to be the one, to be the one that would graduate college and make a difference. Before I turned 25, I decided I was going to be rebellious. I'd done the church thing. I'd been the good girl. I wanted to go have fun. And so I did. The power of one decision. So I wasn't feeling very well one day, and I went to the doctor. Imagine the horror when the nurse called to tell me the pregnancy test was positive. What was I going to do? My nightmare began. The voices in the back of my head were, you're the good child. How can you be pregnant? What are you going to do? Are you going to disappoint everyone? The next question the nurse asked me was, we can refer you to two places. We can refer you to an abortion clinic or to an OBGYN. Which number do you want? The power of one suggestion. I took her first suggestion and called the abortion clinic. So here's what my experience is. Here's what they told me. It was just a clump of cells. It could not survive outside of my body. It was my choice to choose when to become a mother. The procedure was quick and easy. and it would take care of this issue. They never once referred to it as a child, as a human, as anything else. What I told myself, I was the only one. This was the easy way out, and no one would have to know. No one in the church would ever know, because no one in the church would have ever done anything like this. No one in the church would have made this kind of mistake. No one in the church would make this decision. This decision. And I could not disappoint my mother, who gave everything to me. I could not disappoint her or her friends or my friends, and especially the church. They just couldn't know. Because what I didn't tell you was I was also the church secretary, treasurer. I was a Sunday school teacher. I was a youth leader. I was the one that got up in front of the youth and said, don't have sex. So they couldn't know. They couldn't know. I was the good one. What they didn't tell me, the guilt was immediate. The emptiness was overwhelming. And the sound of the vacuum that will haunt me forever. The ice cold table, the ice cold clamps, I can still hear the snips and feel the pressure of the removal of my one and only child. I still remember the empty recovery room where there was sound, where there was no sound. There was no sound. There were about three other women in the room with me, and they didn't place us, I'm sure intentionally, next to each other. There were usually 2 to 3 beds separating us. We did not make eye contact. We did not speak. The silence was deafening. Our bodies, spirit, and mind knew we had ended our baby's life, and the guilt was overwhelming. For years, pain, confusion, isolation, even suicide were my constant companions. Interesting, I didn't know you were going to mention 40. It was about at my 40th year when I came back to church and came back running into these wonderful, loving arms of grace and mercy that is our Lord Jesus, who forgives us for everything. So why? You may be asking why. Why would I stand in front of you and bare my soul and tell you something that is embarrassing and is something that I will regret for the rest of my life? Because I want you to know the power of one. All I needed was one person. One person to tell me the truth about what happened in those few minutes. One person to tell me the truth at what would happen to me for the next 25 years. One person. So I am going to be that one person to you. If you're here, hear my words and listen. If you made that decision, I'm here. I understand the power of the secret. I understand the pain. If you're here and you know someone else, you can be that one as well. You can reach out to them and make a difference. I've dedicated my life to spreading the truth. And as John mentioned, about 2 years ago, I linked up with Justice for All. I've been on 3 mission trips with them to colleges around the United States. The first one was last year, about this time, at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. I was actually in the restroom when John sent me a text and said, "Where are you?" I need you. I need you now. I texted him back. Give me a minute. I'll be right there. I came out to a young lady who was obviously tortured in pain and guilt and suffering. For at 15, her mother took her to an abortion clinic and aborted her child against her will. And she still suffers. So we continue to pray for this young lady that she will be healed from the pain of not her choice. Then we went to Boulder, Colorado, where I met several other ladies, all from ages 13 to 18, who had had abortions. If you have never been there and seen their faces, there's no way to explain to you the pain that they're holding inside that they don't even see. So I'm the one voice that's going to go there, and I'm going to tell them, I know. I know. Let me talk to you. Let me show you healing. Then last November, we were at the University of North Texas. And again, I was in the restroom. John has a really great time of calling me when I'm in the restroom. And said, are you ready? We have a baby to save. And I said, absolutely. I had no idea what we were doing. We jumped in a car. I was filled in a little bit of what the issue was. We went to a home and spent several hours with a mother tormenting on what she should do and contemplating ending life. I'm happy to say that little baby is 2 months old this month. The other lady that I got to speak with at the University of North Texas had had an abortion 2 months earlier. And we sat and held her. And we cried. And we cried. And we cried. And we got her plugged in so that she can get her healing. So maybe you are that one. Maybe you're sitting next to that one. Maybe somebody you know is in this situation. Come talk to me. I'm here. My information is up on the screen. That's my cell phone number that John will tell you stays with me all the time. I'm here.